Good morning. Okay. What a privilege just to be here and just to be able to serve and be part of this. And just having chatted to Karen this morning, it's like incredible what you're doing. And so we're so grateful that Child Welfare is here with us. And Karen is the marketing managing there. And so we just sort of want to know, what are you doing at Child Welfare?
Thanks, Natasha. Firstly, thank you to NewGen and Surf Stellenbosch for choosing us to partner with you guys. We really appreciate it. I know there's a lot of welfare organizations out there that you could have chosen, but thank you very much for partnering with us. And we are really very excited to journey with you guys. And just after this morning's prayers, I really feel in my spirit that this is going to go somewhere. So thank you for that. Yes, I'm marketing manager, and it's my job to tell everybody about Child Welfare Stellenbosch, and also to ensure that there's sufficient volunteers involved with our organization and also sufficient funds. So that's mainly my job.
Okay. And what do you guys do?
Well, there's a lot of things that we do. Mainly we help vulnerable children and families in the community. So our main focus is child protection and child care. And we also have a mandate in Stellenbosch to remove children from their homes if necessary and put them in foster care and or a place of safety. So yeah, we've got about 15 social workers working for Child Welfare Stellenbosch, about 30 staff members, and we also have 4 creches that we have in Stellenbosch. But Shaul and the team prepared a video for us, so let's look at that and see how that will go.
Awesome, thanks.
Child Welfare Stellenbosch is a non-profit welfare organization that delivers child protection services and child care to vulnerable children and families. For about 100 years already, we deliver several social work services in Stellenbosch and surrounding areas. Child Welfare Stellenbosch employs about 30 staff members, of which 15 are social workers. We assist about 52 children daily. In 2016, we helped nearly 13,000 children. We reached more than 2,000 parents through our activities. The type of cases we deal with are child neglect, child abuse, child abandonment, and also sexual abuse. We also offer life skills for children and help children with behavioral problems. Poverty, unemployment, substance abuse, and divorce are some of the issues we deal with. We also help parents with effective parenting skills. We have a mandate to remove children out of their family's care and put them in a place of safety or in foster care.
Hulle sê, die boom het my pa vir hulle gegee, toe sy nog klein op die grond, my rechte pa. Ja, sy nog klein op die grond, die boom. Ek was 5 toe my pa sterf en 9 toe my ma sterf. En toe het die mense by wie ek nou woon, toe het hulle gekom in die Delf in. En hulle het besluit dat hulle gaan vir my en my sister inneem by hulle en dat ons nou moet verhuis Stellenbosch toe om hier te kom woon. Toe was daar besluit dat ons had nou, hulle gaan nou vir kindersorg Stellenbosch nader, sodat hulle nou my wettige pleegouers gaan word. En die proces het toe aangegaan en ja, vandag is ek hier by hulle met die hulp van kindersorg Stellenbosch.
Ek was nog een paar weekie. My ma het syd verslaaf geraak aan dwelms en my pa, hy is net like uit die perenkie uit. My oma het na kindersorg Stellenbosch toe gegaan, vir hulle Jaap gaan verra en hulle het vir ons Jaap aangebied op alle gebiede. Ek het vir ons gesê, as ons een probleem het, kan ons na hulle toe gaan, hulle sal ons Jaap en hulle het vir my oma gehelp en ons al toe. En ek het ook vir hy gevoel om na hulle toe te gaan, as ek help nodig het.
Ek het in 2014 het ek gematrikuleer by Hoërskool Kloetiesville. Ek het matriek geslaag met 'n B. En dit was natuurlik was dit nie maklik nie. Maar ek het daar bo uitgekom. Gestans as student aan Universiteit Stellenbosch derde jaar. Ek studeer opvoedkunde, intermediair en senior fase.
Ek wil graag verder gaan studeer om vir my ouma en vir my siapoek op die computer toekomst te gee en dis ek om wil ek uit haar gaan studeer.
Ek dink Kindersoog Stellenbosch het een groot bijdrage gemaakt tot die persoon wie ek vandag is en ek wil vir Kindersoog persoonlijks bedank vir die bijdrage wat hulle gemaakt het door die sukses waarin ek vandag staan.
Ek sal definitief hier staan het in een stukkie. Ek sal miskien op die straat gewees het vir slaaf ook en dwellings, maar dat is hoe ek myself sien, dat is ook hoekom ek op Pieter toekomst wil hee en hoekom ek vir myself sê dat ek gaan harde week. Mijn amelse jaap, soos kinderzorg, sê al een post, ek vir my gejaap, tot waar ek vandag ook is. En ek is baie dankbaar vir kinderzorg, sê al een post.
If you have a heart for children and families and a passion to really make a difference, we would love to welcome you to join us on our mission at Child Welfare Stellenbosch.
I think as a mom, that can't not rip your heart into pieces, and then as somebody who gets to work with students as well, like, what a privilege that some of those people are in the classes that I'm interacting with. So you're, like, not changing individuals. You're changing families and communities. And I think that's astounding. Okay, that was off-script focus. Okay, so why did you get involved with child welfare in Stellenbosch?
Well, you can see why I didn't become an actress. Terrible seeing yourself up there. Yeah, Natasha, being one, I'm the oldest of five children, and being part of a very happy and stable family, I really value the family as a structure, and I value parents that's involved with their children. And I believe that it's in the family that you get the skills that you need for the rest of your life. And my parents had a friend, just quickly want to tell you, my parents had a friend that was a social worker, and she pitched up one day at our house with a small little baby. And we were in awe about this baby, and we asked her questions. She was also a social worker, and we said, you know, what's the story behind this baby? And she said, no, this baby is on its way to his new family. And I couldn't understand new family, what's going on. And she explained to us why that the biological parents can't look after this baby and that they found a new family for this baby. And Natasha, that was a moment of truth for me. And right there and then, I decided that I want to follow a career in social work. So, and becoming involved in children's life and being a change agent is really fantastic for me. So, yes, I've been involved with child welfare 25 years already, of which 25 was in Pretoria. As you can hear, I'm Afrikaans. And then 1 year here in Stellenbosch. So, yeah, that's my story.
Wow. So I would ask you what inspires you about the organization, but I think the fact that you've been there for 25 years kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And just your heart behind what's actually happening.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So we've all been touched, and it's amazing. So how can we actually get involved? So what sort of level can we as new gen practically just get engaged in what you're doing?
Well, guys, you don't know, but I had the most wonderful experience this morning in the prayer room. So I can actually just say, pray for us. But my boss is sitting here, and she won't be happy with that only answer. So so let me tell you what you guys can do. Oh, guys, I've got such a long list, but I know our time is limited. I think you can think for yourself what we need. We really need prayers. So if we can start with that, that's something that each and every one of us can do for Child Welfare Stellenbosch, and for God's Spirit really to come into our families and our offices and our management and our board. And then I think just one thing that I want to emphasize this morning is our children need mentors. Our children need people that they can look up to. They need people that they can have relationships with. So we've got a mentoring program, especially with our foster parents, where a lot of you can get involved. And that's only time. We don't ask anything else. It's only your time. We've got holiday programs where we've got a great opportunity of a week or two where we got that children where we want them off the streets and where we want to give them activities and life skill trainings, educational step outs, sport programs. There's so many things that we can do. Then we also need volunteers for transport of our children, transport of our parents. A lot of our parents don't even have birth certificates for their children. Just taking them to home affairs takes so much time social workers, admin work, and then fundraising. If you've got a great fundraising idea, please come to us. Support our fundraising activities. That will also be great. And then we've got four creches, as I said, where we always need help to wash windows, to sterilize toys, and then also some funds to buy educational toys and a sandpit here and to fix things. A lot of maintenance work we also need. And then if you are a professional person, we always need occupational therapists, psychologists, medical persons. If you are an expert on something, come and share your knowledge with our children, because we don't have all the knowledge. Oh, guys, I can go on and on and on, but in short, that is what we need. I am inviting you afterwards to come and chat to me, myself, Betty or Mariel. We'll be at the table. Come and meet us, and we'd love to welcome you at our organization. We also have a touch point on Thursday evening this week, where we are inviting you to our organization, and you can see where we work and where we can have a more close one-to-one and tell you what exactly we need. So Natasha, thank you very much.
Like just about anything. Every little bit's going to make a difference. I think that's the big message I'm getting here. If we all do a little bit, even if it's just fixing a door or something. So if you have a handy husband, this is his moment to help out. Okay. Well, I'm not very handy, but I know Gareth is. Thank you so much, Corin. Thank you for your time. Let's just give her a round of applause. What a difference
they're
making.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, Natasha.
Good job. Okay. Now we'd just like to welcome up Johan. He's from... Yeah, give him a hand. He's from Samaritan's Feet, and he's the chairman. Have I got it right?
Spot on.
You have to talk into the mic.
Spot on.
There we go. So he's the chairman of Samaritan's Feet, and so welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we're very happy to have you here. You have to do more than two-word answers, hey? Okay. So
I take some time to warm up, so.
You already met me this morning, so it's okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Here we go. So just from our chat this morning, what do you guys actually do?
I think to help me warm up a bit more, I think we've also got a short little video clip, and then we'll take it from there.
Thank you.
Did you know that over 1.2 billion children worldwide woke up today without a pair of shoes on their feet? The mission of Samaritan's Feet is to inspire hope among some of the world's most impoverished children. By washing their feet, giving them a new pair of shoes, as we encourage them to dream big dreams. Shoes can be life-changing and sometimes even life-saving to those in need. hope through this impactful act of service that each individual leaves with a new hope for healing and a desire for a better future.
Wow. Okay.
Don't cry, because I'm going to cry then.
No, we're not going to. We're going to be strong. Okay, I've got tissues for later if we're not okay. I think to inspire hope is absolutely astounding. I love the fact that you had funky shoes. My youngest daughter would have loved that. I think it's just a bit different. So why did you decide to get in? If you meet her, you'll know why, okay? Shoes are a big deal for some people. Why did you decide to get involved?
Interesting the comment you make. Shoes are a big deal for some people. Every person sitting here this morning, you woke up and you got dressed, you went to your closet, and you were looking at the amount of shoes and choosing which one is going to fit my lifestyle today. 3 billion kids across the world don't have that option. There's nothing to look at. 1.5 billion currently have foodborne diseases. What does that mean? That means because of them not having any shoes, they get cuts in their feet and diseases get in there. Eventually, some of their feet have to be amputated. A lot of them can't even go to school because their feet are too sore to walk on. And that's just around us in this area as well. And we're not aware of that. So when I met Manny for the first time and he shared that message with me, I was moved tremendously, not just from the fact of what's really happening on there and how a simple pair of shoes can save a child's life, can get them to walk to school because they don't have those diseases in their feet anymore and they're being saved from it. Just a simple thing, one pair of shoes, something we just take for granted. You know, and that's crazy. So for me, that's when I got involved, not just from that perspective of what it can do out there, but also from the place of realizing that I want to make a difference. Not just, it's easy to say that I just want to give some money and to have things done, but experience changes your life. So what Samaritan's Feet does for you, it invites you to actually have opportunity to experience that. Not just to give the money, but to sit there with a child, to wash their feet and speak hope into their lives. And to see something that they've never heard before. Something that every child should have by default. They didn't choose to be there. No child chose to be there. But each one of them should have a message of hope. And that's what we do. We wash the feet, speak into the lives, give them a message of hope. And then bless them with a pair of shoes that hopefully will inspire them to know that they are worth it. They are being cared for. That there's someone out there, something out there, a greater God out there even, that does care for them. And that they're worth it. And hopefully that drops into their soul like it did with Manny Ahomia. And it changes his whole life. He was living in a shack in a village in Nigeria. And someone came through there, shared the message, gave him a pair of shoes, the first person in his family to ever own a pair of shoes. Changed his whole life. Started playing sports, played basketball, eventually got a scholarship to go and play in America. Changed his whole life. Got qualified, started his own business, just all because of a pair of shoes. Why did I get involved?
I was just going to say... It's from two words to many words. I was just going to say, it just makes
it's
me think.
Those old Mercedes, diesel Mercedes, it takes a while to start them, but when they get going, they don't stop running.
Love it. I just have the image of a mustard tree and like one pair of shoes, one seed with God's water and spirit, and just somebody taking the time to do that and actually speak to them is astounding. I think you answered why you got involved. But it's absolutely incredible. And have you had the privilege, I'm not going off script, how much time do I have? Have you had the privilege of like washing someone's feet? What does it feel like the first time?
Yeah, that's the big thing. What Samaritan's Feet does give you, it gives you the opportunity to actually experience it. From my corporate world where I come from, I've got the saying that I believe no real change takes place without humility. If you can't humble yourself, no real change is going to take place. You can only make an effort for a while, and then you'll go back to where it used to be. Where having this experience humbles you. When you sit opposite a child and you wash their feet, and you just touch their feet to want to wash it, and the child does that because their feet are so sore with just you touching it and washing their feet then, and now the child starts to blossom in front of you just because you care. Nothing can, no money can buy that experience. but we do need funds to create that experience. And just from my side, sorry to interrupt, and I'll be done in a second, is for when it comes to experience, all us human beings, we're at a place where we've got a tendency to our ego kicking in and we think we're all cute and everything. And so I believe we need opportunities to keep us humble so that we can stay in God's focus in life. And Jana, good morning. I didn't realize you guys, I thought you and Stellenbosch actually just... A great example for me, you guys will know Jana and Drew and their family, their five little girls. It's just a great example of, I don't want to cry. A great example for me of how kids being exposed to that experience, whatever perspective you give your kids, you give it to them. So if you give them the perspective that, hey, shoes, whatever you want, you can have it and there's lots of it, and that's their perspective and they grow up with that. And it's your choice, but if you, what I've come to experience them doing, how they expose their kids to this. If you've ever met their kids, the humility and acceptance of their kids and being serving children, it's unbelievable. And I want that for my kids.
Definitely.
I want that for myself, because it's easy to get all bikkie windgat, as Afrikaners will say. And we need that to stay in God's journey for our lives.
Touch point?
Yes. So, thanks for reminding me. Welcome. So, on the 23rd of March, on this is a Friday, we actually have a shoe distribution at Klein Drakenstein Primary School. We're busy arranging another one in this month for the Stellenbosch immediate area as well, where you can either come and serve as a volunteer to wash the kids' feet or just be involved in the administration side of it by giving out the shoes, the right sizes to where the kids need to be. And that'll be 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the morning there. So that'll be the first immediate one that is confirmed. Those of you that want to get involved more, and you let us know the minute we know of the other shoe distributions as it carries on throughout the year or in this month, you'll be on our network list and we'll always let you know of each distribution that takes place.
Okay, thank you so much. Amazing what you do.
Please, thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity.